You can only see like this part up, right? Because folks know Mama was not putting on a bra tonight for y'all. Just
I didn't need, I had like a tank top on under this to try to help, and then I was like, yeah, whatever.
Yeah.
And I just
right. We're just lifting up laptops.
Yeah.
Maybe in the new year, Jen and I'll start showing some cleavage up our first.
Hey, if you guys want to send us some money to buy some corsets.
Yeah.
I will wear a corset on the podcast.
I will wear one. So.
Oh, my microphone is all the way up here and not anywhere near my.
That's fine. You still sound great.
There it is. Forgot about that part.
She's back. We're talking Gremlins. We're talking Gizmo. We're talking just one of my all-time favorite movies. We're talking Billy. Today I'm specifically.
Mama Peltzer.
Today I am specifically talking about Mama Peltzer. The fact that at the end of the movie, she didn't stick up her middle fingers at these people and go, fuck y'all, I'll be in Cabo, clean this shit up. It's a testament to it. She was always so kind to her husband's stupid-ass inventions, too.
That's part of probably why she liked him, because inventive. She knew, I mean, at least she didn't, but, like, I would hate it if she were, like, annoyed with him, because I hate when wives in TV and movies, like, are super annoyed with their husbands or act like they didn't know that this was part of the deal. So I prefer that. I mean, she was supportive and like she tried to help him out. I give kudos to that.
They're supportive. And then your house getting ruined daily by the Peltzer slicer peeler juicer. Daily. There's just orange rind all over your kitchen.
Also,
how much time is she wasting cleaning that shit up daily?
Can we talk about how there's not
fucking do it? I didn't see Billy clean a goddamn thing.
I mean, he wiped his face off. But also, can we talk about how there was not that much juice in one orange?
In none of the oranges, no. No worries.
It was so much juice. I was like, what kind of orange was that?
Yeah.
Like, that was a mutant orange, because there should not have been that much juice in that bad boy. It was all over the kitchen and in the cup.
Yeah.
I tried to do orange juice.
Do you think he threw more than one in?
What?
Do you think he threw more than one in at a time?
Because they showed him look at it, and then he went over and put the one orange in there.
Oh.
So, it was one orange. I'm like, all right, that's a mutant orange. Because when I try to squeeze an orange juice, I get like this.
Folks out there juicing shit yourself. Tropicana perfected it. You're not saving a nickel. Just buy the Tropicana.
Or Simply orange juice. That's my go-to.
You love the Simply.
I do. They're delicious. They're so good. Simply is my, that's my go-to.
I like the Lidl. Or all the knockoff brands of the Simply line. They're fantastic. And half the price. So, okay. Let's start it off. Mr. Peltzer, first of all, is narrating this shit show. And he's in Chinatown trying to sell his wares.
He's peddling wares. I do need to know what other income they have, though, because none of it.
We'll get there. We'll get there. Don't worry.
No, I didn't know there was an answer to that.
Oh, no. So the asshole at the bank, whose name I don't remember, who was like, I'm going to be a millionaire. And he goes, Billy, you're supporting your whole family. It's Billy.
That's right.
Billy's income.
That's right.
And how embarrassing that the whole town knows that, you know, because it didn't look like Miss Peltzer was bringing in any cash.
No, she's a house mom. She's like, I don't care what you're doing. I'm staying home.
This whole
I'm the stay-at-home mother to a teenager. And that's that.
She's too busy cleaning up orange all day long. You don't got time to work.
I gotta stay home and clean this place up all the time.
These crappy inventions are destroying her home on the regular. No time for this. Poor Miss. So.
But we start with him going to Chinatown, right?
And the old man tells him, you cannot own a Mogwai.
Yep.
He almost went so far as to say, you're a stupid fat white man. You're going to get us all killed. Don't do this.
That was the tone that I got. Like, that was the tone I heard.
And Mr. Peltzer was not retoned.
No.
Okay.
He was trying to be polite about it and was like, that's not for you. Let's stay in your lane. What?
Have you ever gone anywhere and thought, well, yes, this tiny child, that kid was like 8.
Rare thing that you've never seen before, like, what? Like, you're just going to take it from this guy? Like, you didn't even ask him, is it for sale? You didn't even ask him, like, is it their pet? You're just like, oh, I'm going to buy that. No, I've never done
that. Then the grandson says, old man is stubborn. We need the money. And Mr. Peltzer doesn't stop and say, but your grandpa said this could be dangerous. What did he mean?
Right. Nope.
He said this is a lot of responsibility. This is just like all these parents who let their kids buy turtles because they think it's an easy pet. This is my public service announcement. First of all, turtles, especially of the tortoise variety, live hella long. If tortoises can live 85 plus years, y'all do the math on that. You're willing that tortoise to somebody. Shouldn't have pets that you can will to people, okay? Y'all think the tortoise is so easy, you're just going to throw
Short-term pets.
Think of the mogwai like the tortoise. You don't know how long this thing lives. You don't know what it eats. It comes with rules. You shouldn't own something that comes with that many rules. Three is too many.
Three
is too many. And I know we have basic rules for dogs and kitty cats, etc.
But that's easy to remember.
I gotta be honest, these rules were not that hard.
No, but I'm saying, but the basic rules are like feed it. This is like, don't feed it after midnight. So it's like, you gotta remember the time. You gotta remember not to get it wet. All that jazz.
Right. Now, it also seems like Mr. Peltzer buys this and doesn't have a talk with his wife about A, spending $200 on an exotic animal to bring into the home when...
$200 of Billy. Billy is the one he should have talked to, because apparently Billy is the one financing the household. He shouldn't have
$200 because you know he didn't sell a single pocket buddy or whatever he was
calling. Bathroom buddy, whatever. Which sounds different than what it is.
Yeah.
If someone was like, do you want a bathroom buddy? I would not think of that.
No, not great. And then
I love the convention scenes though, where he's at the convention and he's got like the robot walking by.
Yeah. He's like, these things are a little bit more advanced. Yeah, buddy.
Yeah, buddy.
Oh, then the bathroom buddy that's spitting out toothpaste at everybody, just a little more advanced than that. No worries. Okay. But we bring Gizmo home. Against any semblance of good choices. The dog immediately not a fan of now not being the number one. Like, he's not feeling it.
Oh, yeah. He knows what's...
Also, can we just talk... Wait, before Gizmo gets to town, we meet Billy and Mrs. Peltzer.
Oh.
Billy's got this car that won't start, yet he's able to walk to work. And I understand that it was cold out. But here's the thing, and I'm standing by it. That type of car, for how short your drive was not getting warm enough to save you. So save your gas. It's not like you had 35 minutes.
It would probably be colder in the car than you would be out walking. Yeah.
Walking in that beautiful sunlight. He got there
by the time it warms up. By the time that bitch warms up, you're out of the car.
If he had given himself enough time, he could have stopped at that beautifully product placed Burger King just on the side where we've never seen a Burger King place like that before or since in our lives, but neither here nor there. Just right in a strip of buildings, not freestanding, just in a strip. No problem. Burger King. I was like, ooh, product placement.
Product placement.
He could have stopped for a nice cup of coffee and a croissant, which if he hadn't been futzing with that car so long. Yep. Or talking to Mr. Futterman. Mr. Futterman was obsessed with American technology.
Yes, he's all about American products.
Yes, he is the look for the union label. Yes, he is that man. God bless. We mourn Mr. Fox.
He's kind of the old, the warning guy, the old guy at the gas station. Because he did say Gremlins. There's Gremlins, so he's technically that guy.
Yeah.
The horror movies. Nobody wanted to listen to him because he's the old crazy town drunk.
Now we get to the bank and we meet, how do we pronounce her name?
Just a curmudgeon. A curmudgeon of a
curmudgeon? Are we using that because we're not cursing anymore on the podcast? You just should have let me know. Because
I just like that word.
The flaming bitch of the week. What?
Mrs. Deagle,
first of all.
And her real name is Polly Holiday. What a great name.
That is a great name.
Polly Holiday. I love that.
I'm sure. Listen, goes back to my old adage that I think the people who play the mean people the best are probably the sweetest people in the world.
And she's done other stuff too.
What? What?
She's in Parent Trap, the remake with Lindsay.
Yes.
She's the camp director or whatever.
So Mrs. Holiday, I mean, the fact that just walking around this town alive, nobody's tried to kill you yet.
She didn't have an accident of any kind.
Right. Yeah, exactly. It's just amazing, quite frankly. I don't know how you pulled it off. Somebody asked, because we were watching this in the Shudder Horror Fans group chat last night, as to why everybody in town seems to be so afraid of her. She owns the building.
A lot of things, yeah.
Yeah, we find that out. She is, just into a lot of real estate, as you find, because she won't even extend. You own the property. This woman just told you both her and her husband have gotten new jobs. There are two kids standing there. And you can't even be polite enough to say to this poor mom, listen, I'd rather not discuss your money situation in front of your children. Please call me and we'll set an appointment. She can't even be that. I'm not saying she has to extend the loan. Extend decency to not basically throat punch a woman verbally in front of her children on the holidays. So she comes in and she's carrying that head for goodness knows what reason.
and she's able to carry this head across town or wherever the hell from, but yet she needs a chair to get up her stairs. I was like,
right. Yeah.
I was like, maybe you wouldn't need the chair up the stairs if you got a, and you know she could afford a car. Like, what are you doing, lady? Why are you hiking this heavy ass? Because it's a statue.
It's ceramic.
It has a weight to it.
Yeah.
Not styrofoam.
Listen, it was imported from,
Belgium.
From Belgium.
I remember that. Because I was like, who imports snowmen from Belgium for this little ass town?
Right. Well, that's what I call just an unnecessary money flex. No one cares. You're going, she has told everybody in town that she got this. And nobody cares.
Nobody's going to walk by and be like, oh my God, she's got one of those Belgian snowmen.
Right.
I'm so jealous.
They're all thinking, oh my goodness, I bought that at Woolworths the other day. It was $5.99. Why are we importing? Mr. Futterman, listen, Mr. Buy American, Mr. Futterman. It wasn't the dog. It was Mr. Futterman. He's like, I'll show her with her Belgian. No,
man. Belgian ass snowman.
Gotta get rid of these farming.
So people walking by are like, well, damn it. I have to pay rent and can't feed my kids, but I'm glad she got her Belgian snowman.
Right, that's it. She's over here blaming the dog. And I want to be like, I would be blaming the people I'm a slumlord to. Move on.
Damn, there's a list of people, of suspects. Dog is like...
Dog's on the bottom.
Like on the bottom.
Bottom.
I can give you at least three off the top of my head.
The bar owner, she's over here trying to close down on the building. It's like...
You got a list, ma'am. I got three off the top of my head right now that you should probably go question.
The whole town is just standing there like, no, it really could have been any one of us that broke that hideous looking thing. But it does beg the question as to why Billy did bring the dog.
Yeah.
That was poor dismaking.
It's one of those 80s things where it's like, oh, the kid tries to sneak the pet. And I was never one of those people. Like, that just sounds like a lot of work to me. Now I got to make sure the dog's okay and do my job. No, thank you.
And make sure nobody finds this thing.
Yeah. Yeah. Which she didn't do a very good job of. She was so evil, though. Like, she straight up was like, I'm going to the pound.
Well, no. She said, I'm going to take it to the pound because that's nicer than what I would
do. Oh, yeah, that's what she said.
To the pound because that's nicer than what I would do. Oh, you're going to get more vile than the pound? What are you talking about? So now this dog has just had a day. Mrs. Dolan's trying to kill him. He's hanging out at a bank that ain't fun for anybody. He's watching his owner get yelled at left and right, and he goes home. The dog's had it. And first of all, guys, take the swords off the goddamn wall. Every time you close the door down, that we're picking up a sword?
Oh, yeah, no.
I ain't nobody got time for that. And if you do have time for that, you're wasting time. Just end the madness. So Billy does it. Then the dad does. I'm like, oh. Like, I thought Billy did it. Like, I thought it happened when Billy did it. Because he was, like, so keyed up from the day.
Yeah.
But yeah, the dad closes the door very normally. It happens. I'm like, oh, this is just...
That would drive me insane. That would drive me nuts.
See, this is what I'm talking... Listen, this wife. Because I gotta tell you, I would have taken that down and been like, put these swords somewhere else. Because no woman is hanging swords on her wall unless they were passed down to her from her great-grandpappy who fought in the Revolutionary War. Unless these are family sword heirlooms, I'm going out on a limb here. I'm claiming it for
She didn't go to the store and buy them. She wasn't like, look at this cool set of swords.
No, one of the men in her house hung those monstrosities. And listen, I get it. You do for the people that you love. I got to tell you all right now, I don't love TJ and Ed enough to deal with this. At a minimum, that sword is falling and being picked up at a minimum 6 times a day. Let's assume it falls at least 6. You think she never walks out that front door?
Yeah, no. She's at home cleaning. She's got to clean up orange stuff and... I don't have time to go outside.
I would have let that happen twice before that situation ended. No, Mama don't play that.
Okay.
And now Dad gets home with a gremlin, a Mogwai, that he has told her not a word about. I'm sorry. If Edward came home with any kind of pet that we'd not have a discussion about, he'd be sleeping on the couch for quite a while, because that is disrespectful. First of all, he's on the road all the time selling these stupid gadgets. His son works full-time supporting the household, so in essence, she's taking care of this.
Yeah, it's her pet.
It's hers. This thing, once again, got rules, and specific rules.
Like, I'm glad he listened, because he was like, okay, kid, whatever you say. And I was like, I'd be like, no, that's not the proper response.
No.
I need you to repeat the rules back to me.
Right.
And tell me that you get it.
Right. But once again, you shouldn't be buying things from 8-year-olds to begin with unless it's lemonade. Yeah. And even then, you buy it, you take one sip, and you go, tasty. And when you walk down the street, you chuck it into the sidewalk. Because that is suspicious as hell. But whatever. I'm not going to lie. Gizmo is. God damn it. I mean, who wouldn't want that in the home? But immediately, rules get broken. Now, he sees this woman with the camera. He knows he didn't invent that camera. So assume the flash goddamn works and stop her. There was I did the math. It was about 3 minutes of her before she gets the shot off.
But wasn't it sunlight? Didn't they say specifically sunlight?
He had not said anything yet. He hadn't.
No, I'm saying when he was told the rules, didn't the little boy say sunlight?
No, bright light. Well, sunlight, but that bright light will upset him.
Got it. Okay. I mean, I know that, but I'm just saying if.
Yeah. Because immediately after the flash goes off, the father mentions the bright light thing.
Yeah.
The first thing before you even open the box is you say, okay, I got a gift.
Turned off the light before he opened the box. Right.
So she should have said one of them. He's like, I'm turning off the lights. He don't do lights. Okay. He's not being clear. I think she thought he was just doing it for dramatic
effect. For show, yeah.
For like, ooh, we'll have the beautiful candle and firelight. Like, it'll be fantastical.
Yeah.
Like, the light from the tree. No, sir. Say something. Like I tell my toddler, use your words.
Communicate.
But okay. Now Gizmo and him are hanging out. Gizmo's hella cute. I can't even.
If I could actually.
But we would follow the rules. So.
Oh. Yeah, no doubt. Yeah.
Now, the next day, I don't know what Corey Feldman's name is in this movie, and I'll never remember it. Don't even bother telling me, because he's just...
I'm going to say it just for some giggles. I feel like Corey Feldman...
Dude and Tree?
Pete.
Okay, so...
Yes, little tree kid.
So, first of all, I don't know why Pete's father thinks that Pete is going to be successful carrying trees places while...
Oh, my God, like this little kid...
That's the dumbest thing I've ever seen. Okay. I mean, I can understand it like on the sidewalk as a jingle, but then when he has him carrying trees, I'm like, first of all, child labor laws. Second of all, I'm confused.
My kid.
Right. Now, also, how are Billy and Pete friends? Because Pete is significantly younger, a lot younger.
Billy's trying to hang on to his childhood. He's supporting a family right now.
Here's the thing. I'm the mom, right? I know Pete is a known entity. Now, that kid looks like a chaos demon, okay?
Yes.
I'd be like, before you introduce Pete to Gizmo, you need to tell him all the rules. You need to make sure there are no liquids around. Check the clock. You know, you gotta be very specific.
Yeah.
But also, Billy, you've met Pete. You can tell he's a chaos demon. Be more.
I even have the water. I would, once he said no water, I would have gotten rid of all water in the room.
Yes. Or just don't take Gizmo off the bed and bring him nearer to the liquids.
The water. Yeah.
Okay. But we wouldn't have a movie if.
Yeah, obviously.
This calamity of errors didn't happen. And poor Gizmo gets wet and he spawns 5.
That reproduction and just looks.
Oh, I mean, rough.
Yeah, it's pretty gross too. The thought of things popping out of your back.
I have decided I am the spike of the gremlin. Natural born leader will bite you if you try to cuckoo me. Will cause chaos. I mean, I am the spike. I mean, he literally leaves the movie theater to go break into the candy store. If that doesn't say Alicia, I don't really know what does, guys. Okay.
I'm basic ass Gizmo. It's fine.
I'm the one that's just... You're the adorable one. And I'm the terror. Yeah. It's
fine. I'm the one that's like just sitting around like, okay, guys, well, whatever, I guess. And then I know they're coming and I'm like, no, I don't like that.
Yeah.
The little rule follower. The rule follower. Because he even was like, no, when he was like, you want some chicken? Gizmo was like, nah. Because he knew what time it was.
He was like, no, no.
Like, you want chicken?
Nope, not turning into one of those.
Just wondering what was up.
So, but now, we got 5 more of these things, and the parents still aren't laying down laws. No. Billy's taking it out to get tested. Nobody's watching them.
They're just, I mean, they're like, introducing these things. It's like, this man had it hidden in his store for a reason. And they're just taking it in their own hands. Like, the dad's like, we can have, every kid in America can have one of these. And
right.
I'm just like, really? You're just going to take hold of this thing that you discovered.
Right.
And be the one to say it needs to be bestowed upon everybody. Okay.
So adorable now, though, you see in the group. Gizmo and the dog are just kind of chilling under the tree. They have now united.
He's doing a little horn.
Against the chaoses of evil. They're like,
They're like, we're going to be over here.
You're going to be away from this situation.
I'd be really pissed if they opened all the gifts. I'd be like, really, guys? Like, you ruined
it. Didn't have your name on them, Spike.
That was not yours.
That was not.
I don't know how I feel about Christmas secrets and surprises.
Also, secondary question for Billy. He left the upstairs, went all the way down to the downstairs, didn't notice a single secondary clock with the right time? No, sir. Like, I'm sorry. If I have creatures that I'm not supposed to feed after midnight, I'm checking multiple clocks.
And at this point, that's like men versus, like, we are just more aware. Because he did. It's not like he didn't check at all. He thought his clock was correct. And so for a dude, that's pretty good. That was at least somewhat. Checking multiple clocks is asking.
Oh, I'm sorry. We're accepting the bare minimum of responsibility when you already saw what happened when one rule got broken. Now, we're just throwing caution to the wind.
I'm not saying it makes sense. I'm saying that's like a men versus women. We do more about it.
Gotcha.
You know, like, I feel like a dude would just be like, well, I checked the 1 o'clock. That's fine. We're good.
And we have the other gremlin who is hanging out with the teacher. Teacher yanks blood from that poor little Mogwai.
Yeah.
I felt bad for him. But I guess I missed it. How did that Mogwai get food?
I was just about to ask you that. I was like, did I miss that? I don't know how he, unless you just figure the other ones came and fed him, but they were all at the house.
Yeah.
And they wouldn't have known that he was at school. Yeah, I don't know.
That one I've always had questions about. If anybody knows the answer as to how that Mogwai got his hands on some food, please let us know.
Let us know. I'm going to check the IMDb and see if it's got any.
Yeah, you do that. I'm going to talk about those darn chrysalises.
Oh, what?
Now, at this point, the fact that that mother sees those and her immediate reaction isn't, let's take these out on the front lawn and burn them with goddamn fire. We're waiting to see what happens. What is this wait and see? And those things had a smell. I don't care what anybody's.
Yeah, that looked stinky.
Minimum. at a minimum, I am locking. I'm telling Billy, who you were living down here for a few days.
Yeah.
I'm locking this until I find out what these creatures
are. Can we also just say it's 1984, so Aliens has come out.
Right. You've seen
this. You've seen Aliens. So first thing I'd be thinking is it's a facehugger.
Yeah.
Yeah, stand away from those. And they're so, like, cool about it. Billy's like, Mom, what's going on here? As he holds up the cord of the chewed-up clock. Like, put two and two together there.
The creatures you let into your home and then bred.
Yeah.
Are now conspiring against you. But these Mogwai are fucking crazy smart.
Yeah.
Crazy smart. Like, unnatural.
But movie. They have to. I mean, that's what makes them, because they can get into technologically advanced. Because they do adapt to technology pretty quick.
Very quick. A little too quick.
I love Gizmo with his little 3D glasses while he's reading a little comic book.
Yeah. So now we get to really the apex of the movie. The creatures have hatched. Billy calls his mom.
Before that, I wanted to say, remember when he goes to his dad and he puts the shaving cream?
Oh, yeah. Thing?
I'm like, this is obviously whipped cream because the man is eating it. Like, it gets in his mouth. He just goes like this. And he eats it, and then he, like, keeps wiping his mouth and he's eating it. And I'm like, you could have at least pretended like it was shaving cream, because you're straight eating shaving cream right now.
Oh, I thought it was the toothpaste.
No, that was shaving cream.
Oh.
Yeah. But he's lapping it up.
Oh, well, then, yeah, it was definitely whipped cream. Really thought it was the toothpaste. Was it the toothpaste the first time?
I think it was toothpaste the first time.
Oh, okay.
Second time was shaving cream.
Okay, good job.
Billy's calling his mom.
Billy's calling his mom. These things have hatched. Get out of the house.
That's the use of the telephone. Not, I have to run to the house to tell mom. It's, let's get on the phone.
Right. Very good. And I got it. This mom is doing the most. She immediately takes the knife. When love she it. Goes to investigate, she's got a knife.
I love it. Like, I was like, yes.
Seltzer. She gets a phone call.
A badass.
The woman goes into her kitchen. And there. She, I guess that was some sort of weirdo blender thing.
It's a blender with no lid on it.
No lid. Fantastic.
Good start.
She's stabbing the next one, throwing them in microwaves. Now, this woman's never getting this kitchen clean.
You gotta burn it down. That's for the streets now. The
situation was a blessing compared to what has happened in this kitchen.
That kitchen is for the streets. We're just gonna burn down that section of the house. Start over again. I am not.
Can you imagine?
And then you miss a spot, and it's like, what is that smell? And you just can't find it? No. Nope.
Yeah, dead gremlin not smell good.
I imagine the live ones. Because they don't bathe. Like, they can't get clean. And they're furry. So.
Yeah, but you know, no, because.
Well, I guess cats don't stay.
Well, you bathe cats. Cats bathe themselves. But when I had a friend who had a chinchilla, and you give him a powder bath. And
so that I'm not giving.
I was probably throwing a little baby powder on him and just fluffing it up, keeping Gizmo tidy.
That was not one of the rules.
Wasn't one of the rules, but.
It should have been baby powder. That's the unknown gremlin's rule. You have to apply baby powder.
Keep the baby clean. My gremlin's stuffed animal, when I had my dog, one day my dog like slobbered on it a little bit. And I was not putting him in the wash because he's now 40 years old. I used Febreze. See, if dry shampoo had been out in the day, just dry shampoo Gizmo down. And
you know what's crazy? Dry shampoo has been around for a long time. It just had a rebirthing. Because they had it in like the 40s. I saw something where I was like, I thought dry shampoo was new.
I did too. Interesting.
Yeah. Who knows?
And now these things have hatched. And
I need to know, did the Febreze work?
Oh, yes.
Okay.
I love Febreze.
Did you spot clean it? Like, did you wipe out?
Right, yeah. No, right. I wrapped Gizmo in a towel, and I, like, soaked him all up. Then I Febreze. Okay. So, did a couple things, yes. Well,
no Gizmos.
Yeah, he survived. This was many years ago, too. He's old and strong. He's up on my dresser now so that my toddler can't get him.
It's not for you, kid.
And trust me when I tell you, my toddler tries. He finds Gizmo very adorable and really wants him. But these things are not, when they turn, oof.
Yeah.
There's some ugly motherfuckers.
Slimy.
Ugh.
Scaly. Not cute anymore.
Not cute. The ears. So much ears.
Kind of like having a teenager.
Seriously.
Like, it started off so cute. What happened?
What happened to you? and they are coming to wreck havoc. I mean,
oh, the shot of them running down the street.
Well, we're not there yet, but yes. I always forget too, like, because I know there are more than just the six, but I always somehow, when I'm not watching it, forget how the extras get made. And then I'm like, but see, these gremlins, they're smart. He knew how to make more.
Get I was going to say, well, they know them, so they know their own rules. That's why Gizmo said no, he didn't want to eat, because he right. knew. And that's why they bit the clock, because they know how they know how it goes.
Yeah.
Mm-mm.
So he jumps into a pool, and immediately we've got thousands of gremlins. And now Billy has gone to the cops, who are just sloshed on Christmas Eve.
I mean, it's a small town. They're not expecting anything to happen. They're like, we'll just, it's fine. Have a little nip.
A little nip? They had all the nips, Jen.
Well,
no. Jen's so forgiving. And they don't believe Billy, even when Billy shows them Gizmo. Like, still, I'm sorry.
Right. He's You're actually got.
I'm believing the rest of your story.
Yeah, I'm going to at least hear you out.
I'm hearing you out. And they get a call that these things are running amok. And amok they are running. We now get to Phoebe Cates' character. We had seen her a few times before. She was very cute and actually a very capable bartender. Dealt with the drunks.
Oh, my God. I love that she's still trying to, serve these girls. She's like, you know what? Well, I'm at work.
She's being terrorized. She's like, maybe if I give him beer, I don't know what to do. I mean,
would have been like,
just pouring. And then
I'd have been like, Bud Light's on the second tap. You guys have fun. I'm out.
Yeah.
She stuck it out. Maybe she was hoping for a tip. You know, it's Christmas time. She was like.
I think she was afraid to leave because she was afraid they'd attack. Like, they weren't coming after her yet. They were just being crazy. Then she realizes they don't like the light and she gets her ass out of there.
Oh, yeah.
Also, just another building we just got burned to the ground. I mean, she exploded one of them off the fan. You ain't getting that stain out. I mean, one gremlin had so much beer, I'm pretty sure his stomach just exploded at some point. It was like a pregnancy, but like happening. It was like a Twilight.
They did that in the second one, too. One of them's under the yogurt machine and his belly fills up. I love that. That scene, you could tell they just had fun coming up with different stupid things for them to be doing. One of them gets shot. I want to know where they get all these little things from. Like, where are all these tiny hats and all these tiny scarves?
Right. Do we think a pet store?
A pet store or a kid's store, kid's clothing store?
I was thinking also a toy store.
Yeah.
For, like, the dolls and stuff.
Yeah. But a working gun that size.
Oh, I assumed the working gun was stolen from the sports store in town.
No, but it was tight, but it was there. It was their size. It escaped to their tiny room.
So many guns, so little time. and then, Mrs. Dolan. Do you want to take Mrs. Dolan or should I? My husband walks in and immediately goes, Bessie. Like, he'd been, like, walking around, like, doing stuff. And he's like, oh, she's about to get it.
Oh, wait, you mean Mrs. Deagle?
Yes.
Oh, God. That's the first scene that I imagine.
First of all, how many fucking cats did that woman have?
I mean, one for every year she's... I don't know. One for every person that hates her in town. One for every Belgian snowman that she orders. one for every tenant.
Just sending them free with purchase.
One for every tenant that she evicts.
Yes. She's like, ooh, I've evicted another. I shall.
Then we get another cat.
Another cat. She has the stair thingy.
The chair reel. Yeah.
Once again, she clearly doesn't need it.
No.
This is just old, rich, white woman.
Yeah, I'm going to have it because I can. Because she definitely carted the Belgian snowman head across town. Didn't touch her knee one time.
Right.
Getting off the chair, she's like, oh, knee. Okay. All right. Yeah. And then she's lucky.
Maybe her rage fuels her.
I mean, that could be it. She needs to build her power back up.
Mm-hmm.
Her HP needs to be increased by hating her. Yeah, after she dumped the water on the kid, she was going to restore her energy.
Right.
Which I thought it was interesting that she didn't actually get a chance, didn't throw the water, because I thought that's where that could have gone.
Yeah.
She goes out and throws the water, and then it multiplies.
Could you imagine? But actually, even funnier, could you imagine if you're the horror, if you were somebody who actually truly loved carolers, like, there are some people I know, like, they keep, like, cookies and stuff at their front door in case could you imagine how although Mrs. Deagle is hysterical as well. But just the sheer horror of a poor person who's like, oh, you guys, it's carolers. Let's get the treats for them. And they open the door and it's gremlins. Cookies are getting dropped.
Yeah. Yeah. Oh, house is abandoned.
The house is abandoned. Just give up the ship. I mean, fantastic. And now she tries to get back on her chairlift to safety.
But the best part is her going, I'm not ready. I'm not ready. Like, she doesn't want to die yet.
Oh, but the rest of the town is ready.
Yeah. She gets her ass in the chair.
And now the cops are driving by. They see her catapult out her home. And they go, oh, shit. They got Mrs. Deagle. That's her entire reaction.
Wait, you can't just, when she presses the button, like, you gotta walk people through this scene, because I know people have seen it, but it's just hilarious. She sits in this chair, she presses that button, and it's not just a one quick, she's got time to scream, she's hitting pictures on the way up the wall, she's gotta know her ass is done.
This woman's ass out!
Right, because it looked like a spiral staircase, and next thing you know, her ass is yeeted right out the window.
And the cop's reaction is, oh shit, they got
Mrs. Deagle. I mean, obviously, nobody really cared. They were like, what was that?
Oh, great, I don't gotta pay my mortgage.
And she was still in the chair, legs up.
The best is nobody's going to help her at all.
Nope, they didn't get up to go check her pulse. They didn't do a damn thing.
Well, and then the other guy comes to the cop car, and they're like, oh, we gotta get out of here.
Roll up the window.
Yeah, they just backed up out of town. Nobody knows what happened to the two of them. They were top-notch police.
They're like, I'm not paid for this, sorry.
So then, all of a sudden, poor Mr. Futterman. Ugh, I mean, he was talking about his good American engineering, and I gotta say, he's not right. He's not wrong. That plow plowed right everything.
Yeah.
And kept going.
But they don't explain how they survived that, do they?
The Futterman?
Because the last thing we see is the tractor going towards them, and then it cuts away. And then they're just alive.
Yeah, I don't know.
Oh, all right. Just, we made it out somehow. We're alive somehow.
Maybe they got up the stairs. I'm just going to go with that. Listen, a lot of questions going on in the movie now. They're like, who was looking this hard into this? Jesus Christ.
Leave it to Horn Heels to bring up these hard-hitting questions.
Hard-hitting.
And to tear down your entire childhood movie.
Sorry, guys. Well, no, we needed the Futtermans to survive just for the fantastic scene in Gremlins 2 when she finally gets him to just leave Kingston. Mrs. Futterman is so
because he's still a whack job about the Gremlins. They fucked him up. Like,
here's the thing, though. If your entire, well, clearly Mr. Futterman spent time in the war. He says it. He spent time in the war. And he has some PTSD from that. And so if you've believed, due to your PTSD, that other countries are sending gremlins over here to fuck us up, and then gremlins come and fuck you up, you're done.
Yeah.
There's no coming back from that, no. Guys. But somehow Mrs. Futterman, 30,000 amazing blowjobs later, gets Mr. Futterman to New York City and...
get away from
them. He can't get away from them. They're following.
What happens. It's the laws of attraction. When you're that worried about something and you're that bothered, it's going to come find you.
It finds you.
Yeah.
But they're safe. And Billy realizes that it's getting close to dawn. So these guys have to be hiding somewhere dark. He looks around the town and goes, darkest place in town, movie theater. And finds all the gremlins enjoying a nice feature presentation.
They do love the movies, them gremlins.
They do. We've learned that.
In part two as well.
What were they even watching?
In Gremlins 2?
No, in Gremlins 1.
Oh, Snow White.
Snow White and Seven.
Hi, ho, ha, because they were all singing the song. Yes.
Now, Billy is a genius. He's like, we just got to burn it to the ground. And he's not wrong. You got to.
Yeah.
So, they blow it up. They get out. And now they see my spirit gremlin Spike over in the candy shop. Now, like,
is it a toy store or a candy store?
Candy store. He's found in the candy section of the big department store.
Okay, got it.
Which is also the section I would be. he is drawn to the bright light that says candy on the street. So he's like, yes, I need to get myself some red vines.
I'm not hyped up enough.
Right. I need the sugar. My client, she brought us these truffles from this chocolatier in North Carolina. They were fantastic. So I understand Spike's quest for the perfect sugary treat there. And now they're like, we got to make sure he don't get near water. We gotta end him. And Gizmo gets his ass in a little baby car, Barbie car to save the day. And it's the cutest thing I've ever seen. Brilliant. And if you don't think that I put my Gizmo in my Barbie Corvette as a kid.
How could you not? Why? Obviously.
If you were a kid who owned both of those items and you didn't, I apologize for your missed opportunity.
I don't know what you're doing.
I don't know what you're doing.
You're wrong.
Yeah. Gizmo may or may not have also dated Barbie in my world. I told you who I wanted to marry when I was a kid. Yes.
Oh, yes.
Ow. For those who didn't know.
Ow. Yeah.
I realize that you understood the visual, but
yeah, they're not going to get it. They're going to be like Toucan Sam.
Yeah. Well, I mean, is he bringing unlimited supplies of Fruit Loops? Because honestly, financially, that could help me now with how my son goes through the Fruit Loops. So, I've actually started buying him the knockoff brand at Lidl, the Fruit Rings.
Fruit Loops.
No, Fruit Rings is what they call them. And gotta tell you, they are fine. And for $1.35 a box, your toddler don't know the difference.
Right.
Anybody who's buying name brand cereal,
that's $4 or $5 a box.
It's ridiculous.
And they're not going to eat all of it. They're going to spill some of it. Like half of that's going on the floor.
Oh yeah, yeah.
But so, at $1.35 a bag, do whatever you want. Have fun with it. Swim in it like Uncle Scrooge. I don't care.
Yeah, Scrooge McDuck. And now Gizmo saves the day because Spike's about to get his ass in that water again.
No, he is in there. He's in the fountain.
He's in the fountain, but the fountain hasn't recreated yet. And Gizmo brings on the bright light.
He is bubbling, though. Like, he was in the middle. Like, I feel bad for them little gremlins.
Yeah, but nothing had popped yet.
Oh, no, no. No.
And I guess Gizmo was smart enough to know that even if something had pop,
kill
that too.
Yeah.
So Gizmo does it right quick. I mean, he gets that thing open and he's like, bright light! Light everywhere.
Yeah.
But he's smart enough too to tuck himself.
Yeah.
Rolled up. I'm going down in Spike's death.
Yeah, nope. This is not a kamikaze mission.
No. And then we all just leave the toy store, or the store. And we're back at home, cradling the Gizmo. Everybody's happy. Yeah,
taking his temperature.
Right. Making him chicken soup. Yes, because certainly feeding this creature something with a liquid sounds like a good plan after all we've been through.
That's
these people can't learn a lesson to save their lives.
He would be eating powder for the rest of his life. Nothing that even resembled wet.
Right. Yeah. Here are some Fruit O's for you. No milk.
Have at them.
You have some Fruit Rings.
And then
I love Golden Grahams, so I think I got knockoff Golden Squares or something today. Once again, $1.35.
Hey, I don't care. As long as it tastes the same, then I'm fine. If I can taste the difference, then I don't like it.
Have you ever made the Golden Grahams Rice Krispie Treat?
No, but I've heard of it and I want to.
Yeah, so that's happening. Yeah.
So then the man comes back. He knocks on the door.
Once again, got a lot of questions about this. You know, I understand that he knew from the news what town it is, but did he just knock on every door until he saw Mr. Pelter?
Maybe Mr. Pelter left his business card because he wanted to sell stuff in the shop, so he dropped his business card before he left.
And you think that would have had Mr. Pelter's? Oh, but it would have had at the minimum the home phone number, which
he looked up.
That's
a possibility. Because when he saw the news, he was just coming to get his Gizmo. Because when he saw the news, he was like, what's been going on here?
He knew. He was like, you dumb white man, I tried to tell you. You didn't listen. He's like, you're not ready. you're not ready for this.
No.
Maybe someday, but not today.
I'd be like, can I get an idea of when that day is?
When can I?
Oh, and Gizmo learned English for him.
Bye, Billy.
Oh, adorable. I can't with you.
And then
my dog is
the Chinese man walks. He's just walking down the road.
That's how he stays strong. That's why he doesn't need a new electric chair to get him upstairs.
I mean, dude, Kingston to Chinatown, whilst both New York properties, it's not a walkable distance.
Take a cab.
I'm like, what is happening here? At the very least, make Mr. Feltzer drive you home for all the trouble.
Yeah.
Like, dude, you gotta drive me home.
Feltzer, I'm getting in your car.
Yeah. Oh, good times. So this for me is a 10 out of 10 heels.
Oh, yeah. It's a classic. It's fun. Once again, back to the thing of them saying they need to make a family-friendly version of this.
This is family-friendly. My child watched it, okay?
It's as family-friendly as Gremlins should ever get.
This is the movie that encouraged the PG-13 rating.
Right.
Yes. Not really sure why, but that could just be me.
Yeah. Well, because two people died.
Died. Oh, we're assuming Miss
Deagle. She's dead. She ain't coming back from that.
But you don't actually see her body dead. She just goes out a window.
But you see her laying there and her legs are just chilling. That looks pretty dead. That old woman needed a chair to get upstairs. She's not surviving.
She didn't need a chair out of a window. If she can walk across town holding a Berlin Santa hat, snowman head, you don't need no chair lift.
True. But there's no way she survived. Her ass is dead. She's done. You can't get yeeted out of a window. Not happen. And then the teacher dies.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Teacher got. I have some fun trivia stuff.
Awesome.
Awesome. The set of Kingston Falls is for Back to the
Yep.
which is on the Universal Studios backlot. Stripe and Gizmo were the main character, but Steven Spielberg insisted that one of the gremlins be a good guy so that the audience would have one to identify with.
That makes sense.
So our characters, look at that.
Makes sense.
The Santa speech, they didn't want to have that in there because they thought it was too dark. Steven Spielberg actually didn't want her whole speech about her dad.
I'm sorry, her dad deserved to die.
You tell somebody, you don't just go into a chimney and not tell people what you're doing.
Right. First of all, you go into a chimney. Second of all, you have safety harnesses. Third of all, you don't go into chimneys.
Yeah. Yeah. But they thought it was...
Fourth of all, he was carrying packages. How did he think if any emergency happened, he was going to be okay?
That. I don't know. I got nothing.
Like, I'm sorry. You were too stupid. It was
a poorly executed plan.
Too stupid to continue.
Yeah, he didn't tell his wife. So this is what happens. Just plan things like this on their own. But anyway, the studio thought it was too dark. Steven Spielberg didn't like it, but the director said that. So Steven Spielberg let him. I think it's funny. And I think her second story, I hate that we never hear her second story in the second one about Abraham Lincoln. She has the worst luck.
Poor thing.
Oh, man. So apparently, earlier attempts to do the gremlins, they wanted to use real monkeys to play the gremlins. But they nixed that idea when a monkey freaked out with the gremlin head. When they put the gremlin head on it and it freaked out. Can you imagine a monkey?
Do they have any backlot footage of that? Because I'd really like to see it.
Oh my god. Flipping out with a gremlin head. Oh, that would be great. I would love to see that. So they eventually just made the gremlins animatronics, which cost $30,000 to $40,000.
Per gremlin or total?
I think total. Each was between $30,000 and $40,000. That's a lot.
That's why only one of them had distinguishing characteristics.
Yeah. Yeah. Because they were like, we're not spending. They just reused gremlins, probably.
Yeah. They used Spike and like two others and then just kept super transposing it everywhere.
Yeah. And for like the marching scene when they're marching. Yeah. I love that scene. It's so.
But you can tell that's super transposed.
Oh, yeah. Yeah. They're not actually. Yeah. They're on a green screen. So it was this movie and Temple of Doom that inspired, which were both Steven Spielberg that inspired the PG. Because I was going to say that. I was like, I think it was also Indiana Jones. So they both inspired the PG rating. Oh, Steven Spielberg, pioneering.
Still just picturing those goddamn monkeys.
Oh, that's Mrs. Deagle, the rich old bitch. She named her cats after different kinds of currency. If you listen to her say their names, it's like ruble, peso, drachma.
Oh my god.
Rich old
again, how many cats is this bitch?
Apparently one for every currency. What a rich thing to do.
She really was a stereotype.
Yeah. Wow, they had one issue that was so huge that the cast fell asleep during one of the delays. So while they were fixing the problem, the whole cast fell.
That tracks for me.
That had to be a nightmare. Working with that many animatronics?
Yeah.
That would be. And this also opened the same day as Ghostbusters. Last one. Steven Spielberg was the man in the electric wheelchair at the science convention.
That's fantastic.
Which now I want to go back and watch and see.
Yeah.
But yeah, 10 out of 10 for me too. It's a classic.
I mean, I think if I was a gremlin, I would be Lady Spike. Me and him would have fantastically crazy children. I mean, I do have a crazy child now, so really, it fits. Or we'd just get so fat because we'd just be eating candy all day long. I wonder what a gremlin's metabolism, and we just burn that off. Like, is this?
I don't even.
Well, their stomachs certainly.
That's right. They do get that, but I feel like that's just gonna go away. He's just gonna fart that out or something.
Gremlin farts like
those gotta smell real bad.
Real bad. Not good. You just gotta imagine that slime is everywhere. I did love in the bar scene the one whiskey drinking, like, jazzy.
With the hat on.
The flasher gremlin. Okay. Yeah, like, where did he get his little flasher coat from?
And he's in the second one, too. That must be just one of the ones that just always comes out.
Yeah.
The one who likes to show off his goodies.
But the thing is, he wasn't wearing any clothes to begin with, so he...
Yeah, so you
put on clothes to then reveal him.
Not to mention you seeing your body everywhere because the gremlins also have no clothes. All right, but you do you, man. You whatever makes you happy, you know. Don't let other people bring you down.
I mean, I am not surfing to find out if this theory is true, but something sells me somewhere. There's a porn featuring Flasher Gremlin that we don't want to see, but it
is. If you're willing to search and you find it, you can tell us. We don't want to look at it. Don't send us the link.
Don't send us the link. We ain't looking.
But just let us know that it's out there.
When somebody told me about the theory of cart porn, and I was like, well, no, just have like real people. And they're like, no, like cartoon characters. And I'm like, you know, I get what drawings are, and they're like, no, like Marge Simpson in a porno. And I was like, who is doing this? Like, who has this kind of time? And also, are the creators of The Simpsons not suing these people? I have so many questions, none I want answers to. Like, you know, like, this is one of those things in our society that apparently exists.
Yeah.
But, like, because you would think, like, you create Marge Simpson, and now somebody's using her likeness in a porno. You're suing for that, right?
The likeness is. You can make it a knockoff. Do it all the time.
But how far away does it have to be that it's no longer copyright infringement? If any...
Like, she's got, like, a little fro instead of, like, it's like Marge.
Once again, I'm not watching these porns to find out, Trent.
Listen, no, I'm not. You just asked me a question. I'm giving you an idea. Like, maybe she's got just a little fro instead of the tower of hair.
Anybody listening is a copyright infringement lawyer who also enjoys cartoon character porn. Don't know what the Venn diagram on that is. Don't think there's probably a lot of overlap. But if one of our listeners is those two things and could let us know these,
we would be ever so grateful.
You're right. Because the problem is I know lawyers. I just don't want to ask them this question personally. And everybody listening is going, girls, just Google it. The problem is we might see things we don't want to see.
Yeah, that's the thing. I don't need things popping up on my screen that I can't unsee.
Next week, we're doing Home Alone?
Yes.
Basically, because Jen wants to talk about her crush on Marv for 2 hours.
Oh, you know how I love Marv.
You love Marv. Certain people decide to watch the new one, and I will never.
Not I. I shan't.
They have all said it's not good. And these people that are saying that are not people with highbrow taste to begin with. So if they're saying something's not good, it's not good.
No, I wouldn't even.
These are people who enjoy Hallmark movies. This is the caliber of people I'm talking about. So.
No, this is one of the few movies where, like, the first one and the second one were pretty good. I'd say the second one was almost as good as the first one. I enjoyed the second one.
Gremlins 2?
No, I'm talking about Home Alone.
I love Gremlins 2.
I love Gremlins 2 also.
We're in my home. I just watched that on Halloween. Trash in Manhattan.
Yeah. Oh, that's the funnest one. Like, that was actually my favorite one as a kid, was the second one. I didn't watch the first one a lot. I'd seen it, like, once, but I was all about the second one. I used to watch it all the time. I love that they had the different, the electric gremlin and the female gremlin.
Did you put up the key, we have to, did we put up the Key and Peele skit on YouTube? The Gremlins 2 Key and Peele skit?
No, I can do that.
Yeah, we're going to link that, because if you guys haven't watched that, it's pretty damn funny. I mean, there's a vegetable gremlin who just...
Oh, that one's so gross. The way it pops out.
But by the way, those gremlins are living their best life in the frozen yogurt court.
Oh, and, that's the other one where his little belly goes up.
Yeah.
My favorite gremlin in that one is the one with the crazy eyes. It's like, woo!
I love the woman.
I love him so much. He's my, I just want to pick him up. I know he would like be throwing shit and be crazy, but I love him so much. I would just give him like a little tranquilizer and just be like, okay, you need to be calm. But he cracks me up every time. He's so ridiculous. And then, oh, and the saddest one is when the intelligent one dies and he sees little glasses falling off.
Poor thing.
That's sad.
He was too smart for his own good. Also, part of me wants us to have a public, I guess podcasting is now what public access radio on TV was back in the day.
Kinda, yeah.
that cooking segment really is fantastic.
Oh, yeah, with the old lady, the older lady.
Yeah. That is all for this week.
Yes. Oh, and if you are watching our YouTube, please like and subscribe.
Also, this will come out December 17th. So,
happy birthday.
Yeah, I'm 40 now, guys. You're just listening to an old bitch on a podcast.
Get your life together.
Get my life together, really.
What are you doing?
What am I doing here? Yeah, that is all.
Yeah.
Okay, bye, all.